We spotted on social media just in the last few hours a post on the Dingle Ireland notice board Facebook page from Ruth Freakin Ward, who said, "Hello, I'm trying to find the lovely people who came to my dad's aid on Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. when he collapsed outside a shop where some electricians were doing a shop fitting. One of them did CPR on him. He was then taken to the local hospital. I want to get in touch with a personal thank you all. My dad is now recovering in Cork Hospital." Now, we've got in touch with Ruth to try and talk to her on the programme, but in the meantime, we've managed to track down some of the people who were involved. We've got Mick O'Horan and Fionn Coakley on the line. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Mick, I'll start with you. Tell me what happened. You were working in Dingle on Saturday morning.
Yeah, top Main Street there. It's in the corner shop. It's a new property from my Dingle experience. We were just inside the door at the new fuse board, and we heard a bit of a bang, and there was a guy outside cleaning windows, so we thought maybe he'd come off the ladder or something like that, you know. So we looked out, and there was a gentleman across the road, kind of in a heap. His legs were kind of under him, and he'd fallen backwards. It's behind an elevated street outside the Credit Union there, and Dingle.
So we just ran across,
see how he was, and he wasn't responding. So they saw the gentleman and arrived on, to be honest, and he kind of started CPR immediately, and Fionn got me on the phone to dial 999. I went in for a defib. No, we didn't need it in the end, but I was trying to locate a defib on my phone, on Google Maps. So, to be fair, he was out for, well, he seemed to stop breathing for about a minute. And while this other gentleman was doing the CPR, and eventually he's kind of kicked back to us again, and started breathing, and he was obviously disorientated and stuff. We couldn't see any. Well, we checked his head because we did hear a bang, you know. And to be fair to the ambulance service, they were on it in I'd say 5, 6, 8 minutes, I'd say max.
Yeah, remarkable. Fionn, did it feel like that long, 5 or 6 minutes, when it was happening?
It was a bit of a blur, to be honest, what was going on. We were a bit all over the shop, but no, the ambulance were great. I couldn't believe how quickly I got from, say, the person who took the call to the ambulance services, and then she stayed on the line right up until they were right beside me. She wouldn't hang up, so I don't think I'd ever rang one before, to be honest. I never needed to. But yeah. I looked at the call, it was only around 7 minutes, so I would say from when they knew what was going on and where we were to when the ambulance arrived was probably only 5 or 6 minutes. So
yeah, I suppose remarkable. Yeah, yeah. And the man who was performing CPR, I think we were trying to get in touch with him, Indika Samira. I think he works in a restaurant in Dingle, and he was performing the CPR. Were you worried at any stage that he wasn't going to come back, Fionn? But then he did.
For a brief moment, I couldn't see any breathing from him, to be honest. And that was probably about a minute into it. I can't even remember where that guy came out of, but he just seemed to appear out of nowhere. And he was fairly quick to start the CPR. I was kind of waiting for instruction from the medics on the phone. But, I don't know. It could have been the life-saving point, I'd say, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. So you were going to be talked through. You were being talked, given advice what to do by the person on the line.
Yeah, exactly. And then I put her on speakerphone to the guy doing the CPR. So
okay,
he didn't have to do it for very long, to be honest, before he regained consciousness. And he kind of seemed okay. Then we got him a chair from the building we were working in and propped him up. And there was another guy, David O'Connor, there, builder. He got a bottle of water for him. The medics were kind of on then fairly lively after that.
Yeah, yeah. And Mikko, then you just waited for the ambulance came and they took over. And the news coming through then, did you know what happened after that? Or was it until you heard the Facebook post or saw the post about how he's doing now?
Well, the paramedic came up to us, to be fair to him, and he kind of explained what had happened. And he did say he probably saved his life. But he said that he was in the ambulance, say 15, 20 minutes, across the road from us, kind of being assessed, you know.
Yeah.
And another ambulance arrived on. And to be honest, due to the way the paramedic was speaking, I thought he was going to, you know, it was just a routine thing to take him in and give him a final check over. So when contacted me yesterday to say that he'd got a a procedure in Cork. I was surprised, really, to be honest, because he seemed fine. You know, he knew where he was, and he was very coherent, you know. But you'll be surprised. I mean, three or four people came up and said, "Was everything all right?" And you know, people are generally good, you know, in that situation. I mean, even David Connor, Darren O'Fionn mentioned him. He ran out to shop, got a bottle of water. Three girls came up. She was one was a trainee nurse. She checked his pulse and stuff. Just as the ambulance arrived.
Yeah.
And we were a bit shook after it's ready, to be honest.
You would be. It's not what you expect to happen, like. And all of a sudden you're dealing with a life saving situation.
Not at 7:20 on a Saturday morning, and no.
Definitely not. Did you go back to work after that? You did.
We did, yeah.
We did as much as we could anyway.
The job, you deserved a day off after that anyway, but the job had to be done, regardless of what you'd done that morning. Brilliant. That's great. Well done, and great thinking for fast action. And like, it is minutes matter, and it's great news that Roos got in touch to say that he's doing well and recovering in Cork Hospital, and that whatever it was caught and a procedure was in place, because other people, you know, aren't so lucky depending where a collapse happens or how long they're left. But good that you were there anyway, and Deke as well. Lads, thanks for talking to us this morning, and fair play again.
Alright, Joey, thanks a lot.
Great stuff, Mick Horan there, yeah, and Fionn Coakley talking to us about that, and talking about the action, the fast action that was taken there in Dingle on Saturday morning. Indika Samira performing the CPR, and the emergency services snapping into action very quickly, so well done to them, as well as the ambulance service.